Hello, hello, everybody. Usually I say happy Wednesday, but this time I'm saying happy Thursday because this is our special Thanksgiving episode. I'm here with Jared. We finally got a hold of him. You're a busy man, Jared. It's hard to find you sometimes.
It's hard for me to find myself half the time.
Well, good news is we're both here today. We're going to have a some time to record. And since it is the Thanksgiving episode, we thought, you know what, let's talk about what we're thankful for. I think we can talk a little bit about, you know, all the good things I think that has come to the syndicate this year. And I think we'll have quite a bit of exciting things to talk about, because I know a lot of our partners responded to our emails and our Facebook page. And they've sent us some of their well wishes and their thoughts about what they're grateful and what they're thankful for. So we'll read those out kind of when we get to the end there. But do we want to just kick off with some of the really good things that have happened to the syndicate this year? I mean, I know we've had quite a few.
Yeah, you know, it's been a very, very good year so far. And we still got a little over a month to go. We've had so many things to be thankful for, most of which are just the fact that we're blessed to be able to do this every day for a living. Mark and I running the partnership and getting to work with so many great horses and horsemen and women and all the folks that take care of our horses and all of the partners that entrust us to, you know, with their horses, with their disposable income and yeah. money to, you know, they put their faith and trust in us, and we can't thank them enough for that. But it's been a good year. You know, we've got 12 wins under our belts already. We're almost at a 20% clip. We're hitting the board just under 50% of the time, which is great. Over $500,000 yep. dollars in purses. So, you know, certainly no complaints with our performance on the track. We've had a few rough spots, as we do. It's just, you can't avoid in this industry. The first one of the year being, Misty Memories. And we've had a few people that's when they sent in their thankfuls, they mentioned him, but obviously with his injury that he sustained, thanks to the Fly Boys down in Florida.
We have another F word for them.
but he's doing fantastic, and on his way to return to the track. He's at Mercury Thoroughbred Center, right? Mercury Training Center right now. He's galloping every day on the track. He's still doing aqua tread to get some extra, some extra fitness and stamina. But just has made a recovery far beyond anything that really we ever expected. You know, obviously we hoped for it. That's why we gave him the chance and took the time and
I remember our conversation about it. You're like, I don't even know if we should wish too hard about him having a normal horse life, forget being a racehorse again.
Yeah, and that's because, you know, his injury was so severe and he was struggling, you know, early on, that it seemed very far-fetched that he would do as well as he's done. But he's done great. Mm-hmm. We claimed a horse, Kittadan, claimed him in back in February, I guess. Former claiming crown champion, a graded stakes winner, had found his way down into the claiming ranks and claimed him, gave him a little extra time off, and he came and won two really exciting races for us at Horseshoe Indianapolis, and finished second down at Colonial and qualified for the claiming crown. Unfortunately, he got hurt coming out of that race and didn't get to run in the claiming crown, but we found a great landing spot for him. We've had 3 2-year-old winners already this year, and we're winning at the 2-year-olds, I mean, 25% of our 2-year-olds have already won races, is
like,
pretty phenomenal.
For those who don't know, folks, we don't have 2-year-olds. We have turf horses who develop later.
Yeah, we don't typically have a lot of 2-year-old runners. We've had several over the years, but we're not buying horses and automatically thinking, let's get them to the two-year-old races and let's have them running by, you know, we buy them as yearlings and let's have them running in 9 months. It happens, but not a ton. So we've had all three of those two-year-old winners were all debut winners, starting with Easy Win back in, I guess he was July. And then the two most recent being Venus D'Oro and Silver Talisman, both here in the month of November, one debuting at Horseshoe and winning, and the other debuting at Churchill Downs and winning.
Yep.
So it's just been it's been a really fun year so far, and we've bought more horses this year than we've ever bought in a single year, with most recent one being Snowdrift. He's with Brennan Walsh. We bought him out of the Horses Racing Gauge sale at Keeneland from Godolphin, and we sent him right back to Brennan, who had him previously, and he's I guess we're going to enter him on Wednesday, so the day after or the day before Thanksgiving.
All right.
Trying something different this year. We're sending one to the two-year-old sales. We've never done that before. We've talked about doing it. So a lot of great, cool things have happened this year. The things that we've been real pleased with, or real excited about. Again, we've had some other rough setbacks. Everybody listening, or certainly the folks that involved with Homer Mangel, with her, losing her battle with. Extensive battle with colic, and we tried to do everything we could for her. But at least we got a couple nice foals out of her ahead of time, and looking forward to seeing them when they get to the track. And wish we could have saved her, but when the second really bad episode hit, and they just felt like there was nothing left that they could do for her, and she was in too much pain and discomfort, so we made that difficult decision, but we gave her every shot that we could. And none of the good stuff comes, unfortunately, in this sport without experiencing some of the bad stuff as well. But we will battle through it and push through it, and we'll remember her always, and can't wait to see her babies out on the track. So, but in general, for me, just thankful for everything we've been through this year. It's been, overall positive. Thankful for all the partners, again, the trainers, all the barn staff. Those guys and ladies don't get nearly enough credit. They're in there, hot, cold, rain, snow,
blizzard conditions.
Just whatever the situation, they're out there every single day, 7 days a week, taking care of our horses. And that we'll be talking some more about some things that we're hoping to do for some of those hard workers that stay behind the radar, stay off the radar, and don't get a whole lot of notoriety or quite frankly don't get enough thanks. And we're going to try to rectify that a little bit. And
thankful for everybody.
That's right. So, Patty, what about you? I know you had a little bit of a little rough go of it, but you're on the mend.
Yeah. In my great wisdom, I thought trying to trip over my dog that almost weighs more than I do was a great idea, and my foot thought otherwise. And it's one of those unfortunate situations where you look back on it later and you think, wow, I was dumb. Because I know better. I know better. And
it's one of those bad choices that we talked about in our previous
interview with Jade.
Which you won't hear until later. But there was discussion of bad choices. So
yeah. So
Patty made one.
I made a series of them. but I think kind of what you said earlier to play off of the bad. A lot of good that came out of it was. It gave me a real appreciation to my friends and my family and my support system that really stepped up in any way they could to help, especially in the very early days where, like, I could not even walk. Like, I was crawling places because I just could not even stand. And
I got to see Patty's apartment because I went and picked her up and got her to the doctor.
You even got to see the reason of my broken foot staring at you. It's been incredibly humbling, and I'm incredibly grateful for all the people, and yourself included, who stepped up and helped in any way they could and helped me get to where, at least now, where I can more or less hobble around very slowly on my own. But it's definitely made me very grateful and very thankful that I have enough people who were like, yeah, you know what, I will help you any way I can, if I can, and if not, I will help you figure something else out. And I think a lot of people maybe don't get that sometimes with their, even with their own support systems, or for the, you know, I truly wish everybody had one like I do. Because it makes your life so much easier when you don't feel like you have to fight everything on your own. So, after we learned that, it was, I think, about a month after my surgery, I found out that I'm going to be an auntie for the first time. So I'm very excited. My brother,
congratulations.
I'm very excited. My brother and his wife are expecting their first child. And that's going to be very, very exciting. She's going to be a February baby, late February. Late February foal. So,
well, not too early, not too late. That's what you want.
Yeah, right there, right in that smack comfortable middle, right before spring gets here and all the good weather and all the allergies get here and it's miserable. I think some late February she's supposed to be here, and we're all very excited to meet her. And it's just been, I've got a lot of things kind of going on behind the scenes that I don't like to advertise too much of what's going on with me, because stuff changes so much. It's like, yeah, well, you know, you say one thing in a week and then several days later you're a liar because it's
life
changed.
Comes at you fast and things change all the time. So that's just part of it.
Definitely. I think that's what made me kind of the back half of my year definitely made me very grateful for my friends and my family, because they have done a lot to really help me. So,
well, speaking of thankful, as you mentioned previously, we had we asked some of our partners to send some of their thankfuls to us that we could share on the podcast, and I'm going to take some that came in by email, and Patty's going to share some that were posted on our social media. So I'm going to start off with John and Cam, who are two new partners here in Lexington. They joined us, I guess it was sometime during the summer, and they're thankful, as we're thankful to be living in the heart of the bluegrass and being able to immerse ourselves in the thoroughbred racing, the greatest sport on the planet. We're also very grateful to all we have met in this great industry. Many have become our lifelong friends, and that's John and Cam in Lexington.
Very cool.
You want to share one from the Facebooks?
Yeah. Let me grab one of those while you're going through the rest.
I'll do another one. Mark from Ohio.
Okay.
And this one was touching. I felt like, I'm thankful for having a grandmother who loved and cared so much for me. She passed away last week at 97. So this was literally last week, because he sent this to us on Sunday. She's the nicest person I've ever met. Thank you, Guji, I hope I said that right, for loving me as much as you did. I'm also thankful for having a wonderful wife. I know I'm a lot to deal with, but she still loves me. Thankful to be alive, healthy, and enjoying life as much as possible. I was in an accident years ago and shouldn't be alive, but I am. And he's just very thankful to be able to express those thanks and gratitude through this venue. So
that's amazing. So I have underneath on our Facebook page, Kelly said, I'm thankful that I now live in Kentucky. I have been following horse racing since I was 7 years old. Now, after living here for 8 years, I still get awestruck just driving down the Kentucky back roads and living amongst the history of the bluegrass country. So I so appreciate that I have been a Pocket Aces partner for over 10 years. It's not just a partnership, but we are a family. That's Kelly.
Kelly, she is one of probably 10 or more partners that we have with us that have moved from elsewhere to be in Lexington or Louisville to be closer to thoroughbred racehorses, to closer to their horses that they own with us. In some cases now that folks own on their own, people that have moved from other parts of the country and bought farms here and now adopting horses. So, anybody that thinks that that the thoroughbred racing is not incredibly important to different areas, especially Central Kentucky, hasn't been paying attention. But let's talk about Robert from New York. I recently lost my dad in September after a short illness. Although this holiday season will be different and difficult, I'm extremely thankful for values my father instilled in me: honesty, work ethic, and the drive to never give up and always be the best person you can be. These values have blessed me with a great job, great family, and the ability to follow my passion, such as being in partnerships with Pocket Aces Racing. Happy Thanksgiving to you and your families.
And then to add to your point, Lynn on our Facebook said, I'm especially grateful this year for the new friends we've made since moving to Kentucky.
We're also from Nebraska.
Yep. I'm also grateful for good health, healthcare, and the freedoms we are blessed to have in this country.
Maureen from New York. She's been with us for a couple of years. We mentioned Kittadan earlier. Thankful Kittadan ended his career with us so we could get him into the secure and happy retirement he so richly deserves. And I am thankful to Sandra down in Texas, who, as soon as we said we were retiring him, jumped right in and said, I would love to have him at our rehab center. And, you know, they were so thrilled to get him, and they do riding lessons. They have little kids there that come in for lessons. And
he's going to live his best life things. Down there.
And she said those kids are so excited and just love him already. So thankful for her for stepping up. And we've had several other owners over the years that have adopted our retired horses. And, so it's always a great thrill and for us when our partners get to take our horses home and provide them that forever home that all thoroughbreds deserve. So we're thankful for all those folks.
Yep. Amanda on the Facebook said, I'm thankful that my parents were my parents. I was adopted and have lost both of them now. It seems to be a lot of people have said that they're incredibly grateful for their parents. And it seems like a lot of you guys have also lost them this year. So please, accept our condolences.
Absolutely.
Because it's a very tough thing to have to go through. So,
JC from Lexington, another callback to what I mentioned earlier. Thankful for what's happening with Misty Memories. After an utterly heartbreaking tragedy and long and painful road for him and for us, to see him gallop around a training track with a rider on board feels like nothing short of a miracle. I know we're not out of the woods yet, but he sure looks like a racehorse to me. Thankful indeed.
Yep. William says, I'm thankful for overcoming all the health barriers and financial barriers this year to make a decent life, and I will give back to the less fortunate to let myself know that I won't forget and that I will try to help others. There's always others who need help, and I will. I think that's a very good aspiration, I think.
Every year I try to convince all my whole family, including all the little kids. And they're the ones that usually object the most strenuously. I always say, hey, let's not give each other presents this year. Let's just give gifts to people we don't know and people in need. And most of the adults are usually down with it. And then the kids, they're like, come on. You can give presents to them and to us. Yeah. So anyway.
Yeah, they have a point.
No such luck with the little ones, yep. Mike in Georgia. I have so much in my life to be thankful for. My wife Lynn, our dog Nelson, our family and friends all come immediately to mind. But in keeping with the main subject of this podcast, horses in general and Pocket Aces Racing specifically, I'm thankful for finding Pocket Aces in 2021 when I was looking to get back into horse racing partnerships. I'm not going to talk about what he's saying about Mark and I because, I don't want to toot my own horn. And I am thankful that Misty Memories survived that terrible accident and seems to be thriving now that he is back doing what he was born to do. Thank you, Mike. Appreciate those kind words for Mark and I.
Deborah on the Facebook said, I'm so thankful for my two sons who are both successful and healthy. Both are traveling for Thanksgiving, and my prayers are they all return safely. I am thankful for my health at 75.
And that is Mark's mother.
All right.
And she's talking about her son Mark and Josh. Gary from Florida. I'm thankful for my wife who has, and bless his heart, I've talked to him a lot this year. I'm thankful for my wife who has come out of a very tough year with her health issues. She's starting to feel much better, and also happy to see Triumphant Spirit come back from her injury to win after such a long layoff due to her injury.
I have Lauren on the Facebook says, I'm so thankful for the opportunity to own my quarter horses as well as tiny pieces of thoroughbreds through Pocket Aces Racing.
Becky in Texas. I am profoundly thankful for my faith and amazing, loving family and friends that have helped me navigate a tough couple years since my husband, Neil, passed away. And also grateful for good health and the wonderful pastime of horse racing with Pocket Aces Racing that has helped fill my life with so much fun and excitement. Thank you, Becky, for supporting us for all these years.
I have Bill on Facebook. Bill was short and sweet. He said, I'm thankful to be an American.
Oh, yep. Bill, I believe, is a retired postal service worker. So,
all right.
I am thankful. This is Frank in Oklahoma. I'm thankful that as I approach 70, life's lemons continue to refresh and flavor with new experiences and friends. Both now as a student at the University of Oklahoma and having the privilege to prepare two roles for a stage production of Scrooge the Musical in December. So with a script in one hand and a musical score on the other, I wish Mark Jarrett and the Pocket Aces team and all our partners a very happy, healthy, and joyous Thanksgiving. Thank you, Frank.
Wow, that sounds incredible. That sounds like he's going to have a pretty exciting next few years.
He is enjoying his retirement to the fullest.
May we all be that way. She says at 30. I have Kevin on the Facebook, and he says, I'm thankful for your business. It's a pleasure to haul you guys to the races. Thank you, Kevin.
All right, thank you. Thank you for getting them there safely and back.
Yeah, absolutely.
Jeff and Jennifer in Ohio, we give thanks for the countless blessings we enjoy, namely our health, family, and friends. Happy Thanksgiving to all of the Pocket Aces Racing team.
And I think I was the last one on our Facebook, and you've heard me go on about it. So, Jared, if you want to wrap your emails, please go ahead.
Bart in Texas, Lisa and I are thankful for family, friends, our health, and all the freedoms we have in our great country, and certainly not least, the unconditional love God has for all of us. Happy Thanksgiving to all of the Pocket Aces Racing partners. So that is the last submission that we had. I thank everybody for tuning in for just this short little opportunity for us to give our thanks and to share some of the thankfuls of our Pocket Aces Racing partners and families, because let's be honest, despite tough times that many of our folks have faced, that we've all faced over this past year, we are still pretty damn lucky to be, again, to be doing what we do, to be living where we live, and to be, to have the opportunity to enjoy this as a hobby, a pastime, a business, whatever your case may be. Again, Mark and I and Patty, we are so thankful. Sydney now, who's doing some work for us, and so all of us here in the immediate Pocket Aces employees and owners, as well as, we're just so thankful for everything out there that you guys do for all of us, and appreciate it. Hope everybody has a wonderful Thanksgiving and a very Merry Christmas and Happy New Year and Happy Hanukkah and whatever the case may be for
whatever
everyone
you celebrate.
Listening out there, whatever you celebrate and however you celebrate. Absolutely.
And thank you, everybody. Thank you for tuning in. Thank you for all your submissions. It was so nice and so heartwarming, really, to read all of your words and your submissions. So thank you so much for sending those in. We really enjoyed getting to read these. So have a safe and happy Thanksgiving, and celebrate responsibly. I tell everybody every year for every holiday. And we'll announce when our next interview is dropping. I think you guys will really enjoy that one. But for now, enjoy your holidays, and we will see you guys on the next episode. Have a good one.
Bye-bye.